Dialing 8th and Walton. Conference call. Please wait while others join.
You're dialed in to the conference call, brought to you by 8th and Walton. The 8th and Walton Conference Call is a podcast for retailers, suppliers, and industry leaders to keep you up to date on what's going on in your industry. From what's happening around the world to what's happening across the street, this is one call with an agenda tailored specifically for you. Your call is starting, and now your host, Jared Davis.
Hey, welcome to our little show. So glad that you tuned in again this week. My name is Jared Davis. You know what? Today's podcast is really not only going to be informative, but we're just going to take a reality break. I mean, let's be honest. You and I, we've known each other for a while. We work every day in this crazy cubicle environment under this big umbrella of retail, right? Most days, you feel great about yourself. You love the business, the innovation. You've got these new ideas for marketing and sales, and everything is going well. But there are some days where it's absolutely horrible. And you know what makes it the most horrible? Theft. Any kind of theft absolutely angers me. You get your hands on that P&L, and you have to deal with theft or shrink or loss or whatever label you want to put on it. Oh, P&L aside, what about just some of the yo-yos in your office? Heaven forbid I leave a pen out on my desk and then have to go to the restroom. I have no idea who in this office has a thing for used pens with bite marks on the end of them, but I can't keep a pen unless it's under lock and key. So, why am I going on this tangent about theft? Well, two reasons mainly. Number one, I just need someone to talk to, and you're nice enough to listen. But number two, I really do understand what you're dealing with when it comes to theft. But you know who really understands and also helps? It's our good friend Eric White from Tyco Retail Solutions. Eric's going to join us after the break to talk through what's new in security and loss prevention in retail. And you know this, as technology tends to get sharper, the criminals are also getting sharper. So we're going to find out what Eric sees and what Tyco is working on for the future of loss prevention. Please stay with us. It's going to be a great conversation. This is the 8th and Walton Conference Call.
8th and Walton is here to support and educate the supplier community. If you have a question about our services or would like to know more about an upcoming class, we can chat. Log on to 8thandwalton.com/chat. Our team is standing by to begin a chat session with you. We're happy to answer your questions about supporting your business. Chat with us today, 8thandwalton.com/chat.
You are back on the 8th and Walton Conference Call, and you know, when you're working in retail, theft, shrink, whatever you want to call it, that just comes with the territory. But with the right partner, you know it's preventable. Eric White of Tyco Retail Solutions is joining us on the podcast, and we are going to keep your losses to a minimum. Eric, it's always great to see you, sir.
Yeah, great to be here.
Hey, I want to ask you about some of the retailers that you're working with. You know, with their selling product in stores and online, where do you see as the biggest opportunity right now for theft?
Well, when it comes to criminals, they'll find the product. So the opportunities are wherever you put the product. If you're shipping it through your distribution centers and on trucks and to people's houses, there are opportunities throughout that chain. In the brick and mortar world, it is what it's always been, is if someone can access it on the shelf, there's a chance that someone will steal it.
And, you know, Tyco has always been on the forefront of innovation and loss prevention. I want to talk about the brick and mortar that you mentioned for just a second. What kind of new technology are you seeing that's helping to deter theft at the store level?
Well, in the last year or so, we're seeing an acceleration of technologies at a faster rate than we've seen in decades in the loss prevention industry. And everyone is trying to use their technology to identify product, where it is, who it's associated with, and what their intentions are with it. And so there are a number of different types of technologies that allow the product from the shelf to be associated with the customer who's picking up the product, the shopping cart that they're using, or the shopping basket, as they move throughout the store and then exit through the store. It's great in the world of mobile pay and seamless front ends, where that transaction is completed in a seamless way and there's payment made, but it becomes more difficult to now pick out who has intention to not make that payment at the front. And so technologies, whether it's video or a radio frequency or a beacon or any number of technologies, are trying to do the same thing, which is identify the product that's of highest risk and what's happening to it, and then predict what's going to happen to it at that point of purchase.
And I've heard you say this a number of times, is that as the technology gets smarter, the criminals also get smarter, which kind of leads into that online element. When I think of the theft of an online purchase, I simply think of somebody coming up to my doorstep and grabbing my package. But I know from your vantage point, you see a whole lot more. What's being done now to kind of help deter those online criminals?
Well, one of the largest threats financially in the online business is really the fraud aspect of the transaction, where someone uses either a fraudulent credit card or creates a fake identity or steals someone's identity to order product. The retailer or the seller, it looks to them as if it's a legitimate transaction. And then the bad guy accumulates products and then moves his shop somewhere else, and they're hard to track down. In their fencing operation, then they move that product for, you know, upwards of 80 cents on a dollar. But, you know, the old rule used to be 10 cents on a dollar. But when you get really valuable branded product and you have a means and a facilitation method to move that product through, it's becoming more and more lucrative to set up those fraudulent groups and have a ring of thieves that really operate in a fairly sophisticated manner. And when the retailer is faced with only finding out after the transaction that there was something wrong with it, it's really hard to intervene. So that vetting of who's a good customer, understanding what that customer's behaviors are, is one of those things that can help predict whether this transaction potentially could be fraudulent. And then you can put some measures in place to help solidify the opportunities for that transaction to go through and for you to get payment.
Eric, you always ask us great information every time you're on the podcast. And if somebody's listening right now, and this is the first time they're hearing about Tyco Retail Solutions, do you have a favorite success story, some way that you've been able to help out a client that you could tell us about, just kind of your methods and how you've been able to turn around their loss?
Yeah, you know, the greatest success that we have is really helping the retailer to do their job and become a hero inside of their organization. We generally work with the loss prevention, asset protection folks, and unfortunately, they're necessary evil inside of the business, and they would work themselves out of a job. But fortunately for them, the bad guys are really never going to go away. And so we're always going to have a need. So, you know, I feel particularly grateful for the opportunities to work on major organized retail crime cases where, because of tracking that's been put in packages or because of technology that's been used, we're able to assist law enforcement in linking together a crime and, you know, the recoveries of $15 million worth of merchandise and the shutting down of a multi-state fencing ring. Those are really exciting opportunities.
Eric, thank you so much for being on the podcast. We appreciate you.
Thank you.
And that's going to do it for this installment of the 8th and Walton Conference Call. This is Jared Davis reminding you, go to the store, buy a small bottle of coffee creamer, put your name on it, add some vinegar and Tabasco, then put it in the refrigerator in your work break room. That's how you find out who's been stealing from you at work.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily the views of 8th and Walton or its management. If you have comments or suggestions about this program, contact us at jared@nathanwalton.com, 479-715-6700, or at 8thandwalton.com. 8th and Walton, Inc. is in no way associated with or endorsed by Walmart Stores, Inc. or its affiliates. All references to Walmart Stores, Inc., as well as its affiliates, trademarks, and brands are used in accordance with the Fair Use Doctrine and are not intended to imply that 8th and Walton, Inc. is a Walmart Stores, Inc. vehicle for advertising or for any other commercial purpose.